the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospix 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospixGaragePunkRadio.
And there, in groovy surroundings, we're going to psych them all out on LSD, babies.
Psychedelic feeling.
Yeah, way back in the jungle, way back in the sticks. Gonna take the fight.
Retrospect fans, I'm Phil Gray. Welcome to another hour of the greatest in 60s underground music, and we are deep into the start of September, and that means that again it is Psychedelic September. If you're new to Retrospect, this will be news to you. But last year we had the first ever Psychedelic September, and it really is nothing more than an opportunity for me to change my focus a bit on the Retrospect collection and dredge out some proto-psych, pop-psych, and psychedelia. The sort of material that doesn't necessarily make it into a regular episode of Retrospect. So there'll be four Psychedelic September episodes this month, and I'm going to start the month in a kind of pop psych vein. So nothing too heavy in this episode, and we'll see where the month takes us. So we got it underway with a band called The Krells, track called Psychedelic Feeling. It was a 45 released in 1967 on Available Records. Also appears on some comps, including Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns Volume 1. The Krells, with Psychedelic Feeling, setting the tone for Psychedelic September.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Well, as we are starting with pop psych, really. Here's one that I found from right here in New Zealand. It is Vicky and Dicky. Turns out they're a Wellington vocal group from the 60s. This was a 7-inch 45 release on Polydor Records in 1968 here in New Zealand. They're only 45. It also appeared on a compilation called Number 8 Wire, 16 trippy New Zealand nuggets, 1967 to 1969. So this is the A side of that 45, Vicky and Dicky with I'm Allergic to Flowers.
Phil Gray's retrospect.
Hold on. I'll tell you what I know. I know that, in fact, too many kids that begin with pot end up with heroin, then on to LSD. I know that if you drink, you suffer a loss of judgment, if you drink to excess. But I also know that judgment returns when you sober up. I know, and so do you. When you flip out on an acid trip, you never know when you're going to slip out again.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Psychedelic September Episode 1, and we got the set underway with New Zealand's Vicky and Dicky. I'm Allergic to Flowers, an act obscure even here in New Zealand. Then we had Pepper and the Shakers. Out of Lexington, Kentucky, actually a doo-wop group recorded for Chetwood Records. But this track from 1967 also appeared on the compilation 30 Seconds Before the Calico Wall. Pepper and the Shakers, with semi-psychedelic, it is perfect fit for this episode. Then we had the Count Five, one of the great 60s garage bands, a track off their Psychotic Reaction debut album, October 1966, but it was also released as an A-side of a single in 1968. The Count Five, with Revelation in Slow Motion.
If one gets immune to this kind of sound, one may find it difficult to appreciate softer types of sound.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, here's a band that released perhaps the finest example of pop psych material. The Human Expression from LA, three really well-regarded singles and a bunch of demo recordings done in 66 and 67. So they formed in 66, coming out of Westminster and Tustin, California. Rehearsed for 6 months, went into a studio, did their demo recordings for their first single, got signed to Accent Records. They're really well known for one of those tracks particularly called Love at Psychedelic Velocity, but I haven't chosen that one. This is a track I love called Optical Sound, and this is a demo version of that track.
As the light of the sunrise nears, I hate to think what went on in here. Reassemble my shattered mind before the eyes of another kind. Alternatives I found, but they just can't be found. Deparations from the past create an optical sound. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is James Lowe of the Electric Prunes. You are tuned in to Phil Gray and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Punk on.
Your summer complete.
I got me a complication. And it's an only child.
Get WCFL Summer 67 Souvenir. 21 Sounds for the Sunset. Now available in record stores.
And then along comes Larry.
This record album is filled with 21 of your very favorite sounds recorded by the stars who made them hits.
Push it too hard.
21 Sounds for the Sunset. Available in your favorite record shop now.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while. Just to have a little scene. When I say we'll be cool, I think that you know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset. Do you remember when?
up your hand slowly, blow your little mind.
Psychedelic September on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
Mayor, I think we're ready to go.
Oh, good. Right.
Come on.
Coming. Soon. Coming.
Suspended arch bridges
soon.
In the world.
Head.
Head.
Coming.
Head.
What are you doing?
Is happening.
I mean, why don't we use
plastic
things?
Millions!
That is a set of pop psych out of the States. The Human Expression, Optical Sounds, top of that set. Then the Electric Prunes, introduced by James Lowe of the Electric Prunes, iconic 60s garage band. Out of Los Angeles, California, formed 1965. A lot of their material written by Annette Tucker and Nancy Mance, although they did also write their own songs. They really incorporated psychedelia and also kind of embryonic electronic rock into their sound. So the Electric Prunes, an outtake from the I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night album called I've Got a Way of My Own, the Electric Prunes. Then we had the Leather Coated Minds, a studio fabricated band. JJ Cale came out of that band. So studio based band, one album, A Trip Down the Sunset Strip, largely covers of other people's material, including the track we had, Donovan's Sunshine Superman. Then we had the radio spot for the Monkees movie Head. It's a blast if you've never seen it. 1968 release. And a track from that album called Do I Have to Do This All Over Again? So the Human Expression, the Electric Prunes, the Leather Coated Minds, and the Monkees. We're looking at global psychedelia straight after this. You're with Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
And he's got this high approval rating, so why don't I have a high approval rating?
Here's a band out of Mexico on Capitol Records. They released a 1970 LP and one single with date unknown. We've taken the B-side called El Ruido del Silencio. This is El Taro de Mostaza, Mexican psychedelia.
Bentley, not a couple of years ago. We've had time now to see and study the effects of LSD. People who haven't had a dose in weeks sail out on another trip. They never know when. The minute they drop one acid capsule or ingest it in any way, they bought the farm. They've lost any chance to depend on and even restore that most precious of all inner senses, judgment.
hasta ver a Dios llegar. Critican a Dylan, también a los Beatles, porque muy locos son, pero son buenos tipos, ya no sorpresa. Quiero vivir y cantar. Quizá no hallaré lo que busco hasta ver a Dios llegar.
Community Access Radio is getting hip to the trip of the psychedelic experience here on Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show.
Esperado mucho, he sufrido tanto, esperado mucho.
Dios y no te he encontrado en la sombra de tu amor.
And that's three tracks out of Mexico. El Tardo de Mostaza, top of the set, with El Ruido del Silencio. A band that, unlike most Mexican bands of the time, were not from the northern part of Mexico, Guadalajara, Tijuana, Monterrey, and so on. They were from Poza Rica, Veracruz. Formed 1965, band members no one older than 20 years old, but signed to Capitol Records. Then we had a cover of The Who's The Seeker by a band called Conjunto Siglo 21, or Century 21. Three singles from this band, two released 1970. Their final one, actually a cover of Black Sabbath's Paranoid, released in 1971. But we had a track called No Soy Fresa, as I said, cover of The Who's, The Seeker. And wrapping the set, also out of Mexico, off a 1968 7-inch EP. The band's called La Experiencia, the track La Sombra de Tu Amor, cover of Cream's Sunshine For Your Love.
I'd like to know what's your attitude toward dancing. Dancing is just as wrong as it's always been.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Let's head over to Europe. Here is a band out of Belgium. 1968 release on Ideal Records. The band is called The Garnets. They're from Le Christie, working actively from the 60s right through to the 80s. And actually, I believe, had their final gig about 3 years ago. So The Garnets out of Belgium. This track is called The Seller of Narcotics.
Among the bottles in the cellar of this laboratory, they put your nose into the glass and see the girls, and all the lights are burning low, they're painted holes. I'm the lighting more. Mary White and screaming clothes are dressed to be impure. Play the games with sense if you didn't know the rule. LSD and the perfume, it does a fool. To the damping floor. Your hell, my friends, there's no way to leave it. Your arms and the roots have back so deep. The past your arm, those mirrors of that glory, they keep you free, they turn your eyes to me. On the candle of the daylight, gentlemen, tell the stories which the clergy do believe. Fortune blossoms for their hair is so badly in the charming room.
About marijuana. We still are. Marijuana is the flame, heroin is the fuse, LSD is the bomb. So don't you try to equate liquor with marijuana, mister. Not with me.
Thank you.
It's a psych out. See the pleasure lovers who live it like it is, where it's at. Make the scene with the rebels, the hippies who think that flower power rules over everything and everybody. Psych out. Dick Clark presents the hallucinatory world of the flower children as they parade up and down the streets of San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district. Psych out was filmed entirely on location in hippie heaven. See the mind blowers in action. Watch the psychedelic dropouts as they psych out, psych out, psych out. You'll listen to the sound of green with the seeds in the strawberry alarm clock. Taste a moment of madness when you experience a psych out. With Susan Strasberg and Dean Stockwell in psychedelic color from American International, psych out.
De nos jours, on ne sait plus trop ce que c'est que l'amour. Les hippies en ont bien parlé, c'est trop loin, tu n'as pas compris. Ils ont dit qu'il faut se droguer et qu'alors c'est plus pour la vie. Chaque jour, en beauté, je voudrais brûler mes amours. Mais longtemps ça ne peut durer. Je suis seul loin de mes amis. Et j'ai beau tout partout chercher, je retrouve beaucoup mes ennuis. Voyager au loin sans retour, c'est ce nom qu'on vient de chercher. Seul l'amour a vraiment du bruit. C'est ce nom qu'on vient de rêver. Seul l'amour ne fera pipi.
Canadian band La 5e Dimension out of Quebec, 1966 release on Junior Records from La 5e Dimension, the track called L'Evasion. Before them, in obscurity, but I know they're out of Belgium. They're called The Explosion. The track is called Sunlight. Top of the set, another Belgian band, The Garnets, with Seller of Narcotics.
Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Is it habit forming?
It's new, Bill. We can't be sure about physical addiction, but one thing we're certain of. In every case so far, every one of the individuals has had a psychological dependence.
Well, here's another one out of Belgium. The band is called The Midgets. It's a 7-inch 45 released on Fly Records. This is Mr. Taxi Man.
We'll be right back.
That's Belgium's The Midgets, taking us to the end of episode 431 of Retrospect. Don't forget, back episodes available all places you get your podcasts. Pretty much carry Retrospect. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk. If you can't find it, head straight to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, but it's pretty easy to find. So wrapping this first Psychedelic September episode for 2020 with an instrumental. It was a 45 released on Soma Records in 1967. Out of the States, they're called The Sounds Like Us. This is called The Other Side of a Record. That's it for the show. Thanks for listening. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.